Now get your ass up here or you will regret it. There'll be nothing more than a discussion with you now. But if there is anything, any delay past that minute, then I'll do with you what I want to do with you. What I must do to you. How many seconds? 30 seconds. You better be on your goddamn feet. Try to play, play, have fun. It's you that you're playing with, and it won't be a sudden death. You'll wonder for a long time what's taking place. Yes, Joe? What do you say? Well, then it can't be you, then don't worry about it. Maybe we had a delay there. I'll give you one more time. Anyone that heard such comment or made it. Okay, the person that hears is as responsible as the one that said. So, you to stay alert and don't be out unless you're supposed to be out. Stand up and stretch. Now the last time I want to say it, I seriously do mean business about it. Now we've got firepower here and that firepower will protect us against our enemies, whoever they are, foreign or domestic. Don't be moving unless you're supposed to be moving again. See that? That was a faulty bullet. Did you hear what I said? Don't capitalism will not be, it won't be dissuading. I made it work even though it wouldn't work the first time. Failed to go off. Did you hear, did you see me? Who else would fire a bullet that turns out to be a dud? Huh? Who'd shoot off a cannon that the first one's a dud? And I said, you heard what I said? I don't know exact words I said. I said I won't be dissuaded by capitalism or something like that. And I just cocked it and fired it again. Same bullet. Because it only holds one. This kind of a device only holds one. But it could blow a hole in you the size of a bathtub. So we are in better position than we were in the Fillmore. Sit down.
But I'm not sure well, I was walking by or what, but I just heard some similar words. I don't remember the person or nothing like that, but I believe I was walking by or I was standing there, but I'm not sure.
Where was it, the cottages?
No, I think
then you're not the witness to the
room. No. I'm not the witness, but I heard it when I was walking by. I was standing in one certain spot.
What did you hear?
Let me think of the words. It's similar to words you said, but...
I don't follow it. No, nobody else. Security, put people at arms if they move out of here anymore. We got devices that can shoot 150 yards, nothing but a stream of flame. So don't fuck with us. We're in a war council. When that's finished, fine. Do we decide our strategy? Don't fuck with us. Go ahead.
Mary Cheddar, would you please come to the back? Not Mary Cheddar, Mary Weatherspoon, please. Mary Weatherspoon, where is she? Weatherspoon, excuse me.
If I remember correctly, right, but I'm not sure I have all the right correct words to it. If you go to Georgetown,
if you go to Georgetown, what, son?
Exactly correct words he said.
Talking about, I was asking if I had all my teeth pulled and had to go to Georgetown, would they send a nurse with me, and would she go? And she just said she, if she goes, she might not get back. So I don't know what she had reference to. Lois was her first name. I don't know her last name. Down to.
Does anybody know anything? Any remark again? I want to ask this. Any remark? About Georgetown, I'm going to say it again, child, if you want to keep playing with us. Went to Georgetown, you take the back door and be gone. You might take one. Now, I think we all understand now. We've given, enough hints, haven't we? How many of the uplifted hand think we've been given enough hints? Okay. She didn't want to say something about it.
Talking about going to Georgetown, and I asked you if you would go with me, would you, you know, if I had to have all my teeth pulled out, and would they send a nurse with me, and would you go? And you said if you go, you don't know, you might not make it back.
I don't know what I said, but I wouldn't have said that. I think I might have said that, but I don't think they'd let me go with you. That's what I said to you.
But you might not make it back. I heard it clearly.
Now that is so. I mean, I have no, what would I do? Shit. I don't know what you hear, but you didn't hear me say that. And you insisted on, you came over again the other day and asked about it again. I don't know what you said, but that's what I heard.
Right.
I don't know what you're saying.
By the way, Reverend Moore, where did you get the impression that, she's deciding what she said here, I'm not through with this, I'm not overriding that. Reverend Moore, where did you get the impression that Kay Nelson was going back when she had never, not even talked about it, other than in private, if she were to go back on mission for me? How would you know that to ask her to send a message back to your relatives?
That was just in my mind myself.
It was in your mind?
Just in my mind myself. I just climbed an idea myself. I didn't get it.
Strange thing to say to somebody. Nobody's ever come yet that wanted to go back or went back.
You've been here long enough to know not to even ask anyone to do that kind of thing. Now, how long have you been here?
I've been here.
One day is too long
More, I want to know why in the hell you want to send messages to relatives, because you asked me to, if I write a letter back to the States, to ask McIlvain to call your relatives. What you want to get in contact with them for?
Well,
I like to know what the message was, Kay.
He didn't ask me to give a message. The message was that he wanted them to know where he was. And he handed me a paper the first day, and after I reported it, I remembered that I didn't get the paper, so I went back to him and told him maybe I could get it across, and I got the paper from him with their address on it and everything.
Why you want them to know where you are?
Well, I just want to write them. I ain't got a hurt from him in about 2 months, and I just thought maybe it's all right for me to write them.
Okay, that's fine. You want to write them, just write them a letter. Write them a letter.
The main thing I was wanting to hear from my daughter, because Dad told me when he called me out one night and blessed me, he said he was going to save my daughter. I wasn't concerned about nobody but her. He told me that he was going to save my daughter, and so I was wanting to hear from her. The main thing I was wanting to hear from her. Because I told her I was going to meditate for her, and I just want to know how she's getting on.
Well, if you have a message to send to somebody in the States, all you have to do is write a letter and give it to the right person and get there. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go around talking to everybody, trying to find out what they're doing in their business.
Do you need help writing a letter?
Well, I do because I'm not really educated.
And you're one among many, many, many of us, so you don't need to be upset about that. But if you need help writing a letter, it would have been best to say, would you help me write a letter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Mother. I'll agree with you.
Reverend Moore, you're, even though you're not educated, you still have a lot of mother wit. And you've heard Dad talk a long time about not doing that kind of thing, to talk to any new person coming in about that kind of thing. And so why did you not raise this question? You see me, you see Lee, you see Charlie, you see Ava, you see a lot of people. You know Rita Lennon, you know Rhonda. So how come you didn't approach any of us with this to help you write a letter?
Well, I should have. I wasn't thinking. I should have, and I'm sorry. I am so sorry I didn't. I'm really sorry I didn't. Because I don't...
I bet you are now that you got caught.
I am really sorry. Oh, I wasn't trying to hide it. I wasn't trying to hide it, Mother, because I wasn't...
Well, why didn't you give it to Dad, then? Why didn't you give it to Dad?
Well, I ought to have been. I just wasn't thinking. I just wasn't thinking right. Because I was not putting my family ahead of Dad. No reason, and I will not do it. Because that's the first time I ever said anything. I've been by him about 4 months, and that's the first time I ever said anything about.
That's wrong. Even that's wrong, because Dad said if there's anybody here that you want to get here, to let him know. So everything you're coming up with, Brother Moore, it just doesn't make sense. You see, you say you don't think, but Dad teaches us daily to think for ourselves. You know, and then you start talking religious. Just how religious are you? Once Jim Jones says something, that's his word.
I understand Rita Lennon says you have written. So yeah. In fact, you can write letters. You were giving me a bunch of what?
I've written, but I'm not educated enough to write good.
Well, you don't have to write good if you get your message across. If you get your message across, you're writing good.
What are they hunting? Okay. What are they hunting for you in the States for?
They are not hunting for me, Dad.
Why would I ask you a question like that?
Why do they ask me a question?
Why would I ask you such a question out of the clear blue nothing?
Oh, I don't know what they... I feel like they're trying to write me, and I just wondering why that I couldn't get no letter.
No, I didn't ask that. I said, why would somebody be hunting for you in the United States?
No reason why, because I hadn't did nothing. I hadn't committed no crime.
You know, I paid all your debts and all that?
Well, I think one debt was lacking. I turned my land over to the church in Trailer, and I put that in, and I don't know what Kate them paid it off or not.
There was no question. Nothing Kate told me. Kate hadn't told me nothing about the hunting. Nobody hunting for you.
No, what nobody hunting for me, Dad. Nope.
Did you have some agreement with your family? They didn't tell where you were?
My family told nobody where I'm at, not as I know, because I hadn't heard from them since I've been here.
That's not what I said. Did you have any kind of agreement with your family? Did they not tell where you were?
Yes. Well, I didn't want them to tell nobody where I went, where I come. Well, I just thought that was all right to tell them, because I wasn't dodging nothing. I ain't did no crime, no police crime or nothing like that.
The 20th remains the 20th, and if you born April,
I'm still interested. You say, why of all people you picked Kay out as if she would be going back? How would you get the possible impression she was going back?
Well, I just like I said, that's just my ideas myself.
Perception, just kind of intuition, huh?
I don't know. I just wondering, was she gone?
Well, why didn't you ask Clara, who came that same night, or 55 other people, or 80 others that came over the week?
Well, the reason why I wouldn't ask Clara, because I heard Clara say she was going to stay.
You did?
Said she decided to stay. I think that's, ain't that what she said?
I'm sure she said.
Can you see how some of these running books here? Can you
Quite. On the day he was leaving in the States, he was making a lot of phone calls on the temple phone downstairs in the lobby, calling his relatives and telling them where he was going and he didn't need any money and how good he was going to be living and stuff. And he said that if you got any money, just keep it because I'm not going to need it where I'm going. I was told that you weren't supposed to be calling on the phone talking about these kind of things, and he made about 5 or 6 phone calls that morning.
Well, it wasn't no home in telling them that I was going to be all right where I was going. I did tell them that. I told them, my daughter, she said, let me know if you need any money. Just like I told her. I said, I will not need no money. I said, where I'm going, I will be take care. You don't have to worry about me. I got a good pastor love me, and all the members love me. Well, she said then, she said, we love you too. You didn't hear it, but she said, we love you too. I said, the pastor loved me and all the members love me. And I said, you don't have to worry about me. I said, you don't have to send me no money. Ain't that what I said? I said, you don't have to send me no money.
Hey, well, let's get back to this issue, then we go on to some more issues. Why did you ask Kay to do this? Would you explain it
just one more time for all of us? Then we go on to something else more relevant.
Well, just like I said, I had in mind, that's just come to my mind, that I believe that Kay was going back.
You're not a prophet, though. So
why did it come to your mind?
I really don't know. It just come to my mind. I believe that
Wouldn't it seem to you, if you've written some letters already, and that's the same address that you gave Kay, that if your folks didn't write you back, they didn't want to hear from you anymore?
Well, I don't know.
How many letters have you written? 4 letters?
Oh, I think I wrote about 3 or 4, something like that. I can't recall. But
Dad explained it was conspiracy and they were going through our mails on both sides. But at least one of those 3 or 4 letters could have gotten through.
Yeah. Well.
So just by that alone, if one letter got through and they did not contact or bother contact you, and they knew the last place you were was at the temple, and they didn't bother to contact the temple, they don't want to have anything else to do with you.
Well, I tell you.
Do you agree to that reasoning? If they didn't contact the last place where they know we're still there, they can't help but know we're still there.
They got no mail from you, and you've been gone for months now. They would have gotten a hold of the U.S. Embassy. People do that just to do it, to provoke things and to conspire, to cause difficulty, just cause trouble. So if anybody was concerned, don't you think they would have contacted you through the State Department, the U.S. Embassy, or the police, or called the San Francisco Temple about you if they had concern?
Yeah, I believe it, Dad. I believe it. But I'll be honest and tell you the truth. I will not put my family, but Heather, you, Dad, in this family, because I know it's not right to do it. I will not do that.
know, Prophet Muhammad after he was burnt.
When you went to K and didn't go through the regular process, you did that, Brother Moore. You put yourself and your desires ahead of this family and Dad.
If you'd want to get a message through, you've been told over and again to contact me. The moment she came, she told me, because we have our securities bet upon this. The odds of socialism are on our side, and we've got a jungle out there. We've got everything on our side in terms of resisting an enemy, the equipment to do it, and the mileage to get away from them. But we've been told over and again, that you're to clear anything, any message you give. You're not to ask anybody to give a message or not to receive a message. You heard that over and again. And of course, the moment you did that, no dislike for you, she told me the principal thing to do. What would have been the principal thing for you to do?
Well, Dad, since I got to think about it, I'd agree with it, and I'm sorry I did. I'm sorry I did.
What would have been the principal thing for you to have done?
Well, it would have been the principal thing to do is let you know it first, Dad. Dad, be honest and tell you the truth. You had so many burdens on hand, I thought maybe I didn't want to burden you.
This is very consternating to me, very disturbing to me, very, very disturbing to me. Do you want to take a chance of our security? In the first place, why did you ask her to violate a rule that you knew I had? That's an insult to her. Why did you pick her out?
Well, Dad, the reason I picked her out because I really thought in my mind that she was going back.
Why?
I don't know. I just had that. I tell you.
We're rational beings, Reverend Moore. You just had it in your mind. There's 1,000 people out here, and you didn't have it in your mind that one of the rest of them was going back except Kay. I'm sure she's going to work on disproving your prophetic abilities.
Well, Dad, I just had it in my mind. I don't know why.
How many people are out here from Los Angeles? How many?
Look at that crowd. Look. Turn around there and see.
Better than half the crowd. Mind you asked him.
Even if you had thought I was going back, you shouldn't have given me a message to take back for you, because you must have thought I was a traitor or something.
Well, if it's an insult, I'm sorry, Kate.
No, if. It is an insult. We have a strict rule. She's quite right in saying that. That's an insult. I don't know where you'd ever get an idea that I thought anything but her of the highest. And you must have got that idea someplace, because I don't believe anybody's got any insights but me. Something must give your head the idea that she would listen to your bullshit and pass on about relatives. When I've preached against relatives, telling you don't trust them, don't have anything to do with them, they fucked over half the congregation. I've been over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Cut off from them. We've had people I've had to protect every night. They've been set up schemes to try to get them under conservatorship. They've tried to arrange it. Some of their child was dying and tell them their children was dying, their mom was dying, their mom and dad both dying. We've had everything done. Dirty tricks of relatives. Then all of a sudden, you come up with the one big thing I preach every meeting, forget relatives. Jesus said, who is my father, my mother, my sister, or my brother, except he that does the will of the one that sent me? Who sent you?
That's right, Dad.
Who sent you?
You.
Then do they accept me?
No, Dad.
Then you should have nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Ben Barrett, what do you think about all this so far?
Well, then,
would you stand up? Give a few comments of what you think of what's happened here so far.
I'm not really sure. It's all really new to me.
It certainly made an impression on you, one way or the other.
Well, it's made an impression, yes.
What do you think?
Well, I don't really know what to say.
Well, if your life depended on security, how would you handle it?
I'd do anything in my power.
Sal's night affected you, being that he's asked you a question, which was his business. I didn't ask him to do so. What's his? How do you feel about what's happened tonight?
When I first got here, like I say, I wasn't sure. Everything is a little different than the way I expected. I've never been so much involved in the church before.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely like it here. And I have thought about, going back. But I can't go back. Well, it's a little bit more, it's more crowded than I expected it to be, the housing, which I understand, and it's no great problem, but the food, the taste of the different foods are different than I expected. Well, I just don't feel that I can go back and be happy there.
Quite a lot of research.
Interesting that, interesting feel something. What is it?
Yeah, something to think about, huh? The actual date that you offer.
When you stop to think of the crowding and the food, then you compare that to the States where you had to plan the welfare of your child and your wife rest of your life, and you're older than your wife and child, so that's a chance like some of us that you'd have to see them grow up or to provide for them after you were handicapped and unable to work. Compare that with the security you would have knowing an environment that will never have to be worried about, because you have 1,000 neighbors and aunts and uncles that will sustain an organization and a good dad, a good leader that will sustain their every medical need and your every medical need when you're old or when you're handicapped or when you're physically down. And I only speak to you because a lot of people who have those questions ought to think about the whole picture, not to mention nuclear war, racism. Now, not only is the situation going to affect black people, it's a little more difficult for you to relate to because you've not been black but there's a gross unemployment amongst whites. 350,000 miners are going to go to jail or go back to the mines, and they're white. Those who are unemployed, how many heard what I spoke last night on mutation of genes? DNA, recombinant experimentation. They're going to experiment to make a certain type of human species that will not be able to think and only do physical work. They're messing with the genes. In the same process of doing this, they can create viruses that will kill the whole of the United States because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're altering lifestyle. The University of California is doing it. Tax money is being spent at the University, Northwestern University, Michigan State University, which is a CIA front. We know that from our own experience. Michigan State University has been involved in the conspiracy against us. It is a whole telecommunication system there involved with such little schemes as how to destroy revolutionaries. That's the delightful America. So that America will affect you. It is America that has a very short future. If you're in America, you have to think in the terms that your beautiful daughter will never grow up. There's not a scientist that gives any child a chance at the age of your child to make it 14 years. There's not a scientist that gives a chance for the United States to last 14 years. We're at the 12 o'clock hour. I think it's a half minute to 12 by the nuclear clock, according to scientists. And no way do they see with all these every day having a new situation. Like now it's the confrontation of world powers with Israel and Lebanon. Last week, Ethiopia and Somalia. An eyeball-to-eyeball nuclear confrontation. Finally, somebody makes a mistake. They're going to make a bad mistake. Like the guy that came down to South America that was an assistant commander of submarine. How many remember that story? You ought to get it in your head and tell it. He was down in the Polaris submarine. Every 2 months, the Polaris submarines go through a full test, like it's an alert. Nobody knows it's not for real, except the commander. He comes to the point in which he turns the key if it's real. Many, many stages, they go through all of them, until he turns the key. Then 16 missiles come out of that submarine, that each of them will destroy a city the size of New York, Moscow, Kyiv, Stalingrad, Leningrad. The night he was on that patrol, one of them, they went through many of them, he used to get steel to it. And he said, careless, you get careless about your test. But this one night, the captain took the key. He went up and pushed some button that gives him some kind of a reconnaissance report, some kind of a communications report. It's a test. He said, why are you turning the key? He said, mind your own goddamn business. The commander was going to turn the key that would have fired all preset, all 16 missiles. He grabbed a wrench, wrestled with him, and didn't make it. The captain knocked him down. But fortunately, another man was brought into the foray, and they got him just before he turned the goddamn key. He lost his mind. He went stir crazy. He'd been under the water too long. Now that's the danger you've got in a nuclear age. That's why I want to get our people out of it. Not just the racism, but that affects white, black, brown, everybody. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that one of these mistakes are not going to go off sometime. And Khrushchev told it while he was president of the Soviet Union. He said, a missile got loose in Siberia and we stopped it just before Hawaii. Another missile was someplace in Siberia, and the goddamn thing, earthquake, set it off. And they had a hell of a time getting it stopped. In Maryland, man was sitting in his silo, one of the men. He looked out the silo window, just happened to look out the silo window. All of his panel was dead. He looked out and saw the bay doors opening on a great big missile. I don't know what it was, Titan, and a Minuteman, I think. It was a Minuteman missile. He looked, I said, what the fuck is going on? My panel's not lit up. And they had to raise hell, and it was seconds. They raised hell, they had to tear out their whole power base. They had to cut their power off somewhere, and I don't remember all the complications, to stop the power, because they could do nothing to stop that goddamn missile. And they stopped it within 7 seconds, and it was targeted in to, I think they even told the news, it was in a digest, I think it was Kyiv, the Soviet Union. And naturally, if Kyiv, all the millions of Soviet citizens had been wiped out, the Russians would immediately retaliated and wiped, it had been a nuclear war, and as the Secretary of Defense said, it had been over in 20 minutes, and 149 million Americans would have been dead in the first 20 minutes of the war. What happened to that missile? A rat chewed through, and by chance, cross-circuited the son of a bitch. Now, there have been endless number of accidents like that. Happened in Spain, over Spain, the atomic bomb, they had an accident, and several bombs fell, and Spain got, and it was under, it's under dictatorship. Franco got so pissed at U.S. for running around with these missiles, he said, you dig up all this ground, you dig it all up. And it was acres and acres and tons, yes. And they dug that goddamn ground. He said, you get that shit out of my country. And they went back and buried it in North Carolina. Buried it in North Carolina. And it was so filled with radiation that nobody will be able to touch that soil for a million years. And they buried it deep in our soil. Only stupid Americans would tolerate a thing like that happening, that they could bury that kind of shit. Even a dictator in Spain, Franco, had more respect for his people than that. He said, you get that shit out. Because all the tomatoes died, everything, all the plants died, and if it had been the right wind, Madrid would have been destroyed. Every person in the capital of Spain would have been killed.
Since the greater part of our family has been over here, all that atomic waste that they sunk out by the Farallon Islands has started breaking loose and leaking, and it's affected the marine life out there, and they can't seem to stop that. And they just moved a bunch of that nerve gas in Colorado, and the containers had rusted through, and they don't know what the damage, and they're taking it from state to state now, trying to find some place to put it. So what he's talking about is there is no safety there no more, because the capitalist greed and their way of life doesn't guarantee anybody any life at all there. They don't care about you or me or anyone else.
Some more new folks that have come in, we'd like to hear from you sometime tonight. Not a long dissertation, but there's about 75 of you that just got in here. So we have to start calling names. The mic is up here, so new folks. Come on, there's more than three new people in the damn house. Before we get going, Brother Moore, Dad asked you a question. What was wrong with you did so we can clear the floor off? Then Lois is next, and then all the new people went on a long talk. So, Brother Moore, what did you do that was wrong? Quickly tell us, please.
What did I do was wrong?
You heard me. You heard me, Brother Moore. What did you do that was wrong?
Well, whatever I did was wrong.
No. What did you do that was wrong? Not whatever you did, not what might have been. What did you do that was wrong?
Oh. Well, one thing I did that was wrong, I asked Kate about contacting my peoples. Is that right? So, I did it, and I'm very sorry. I will not never.
What was wrong about doing that? We know you did that. What was wrong about doing that?
Well, I was going against the rules.